Ray here. We have quite the unveiling today. This is episode 8. We have so much in store for you today. Stay tuned after this word from our sponsors at CAST.
Are you low on data storage space? Compress your least important stuff and then put it on an external drive. Remember, time, unlike space, is relative. Save what you can.
Welcome back to episode 8. On today's show, we have a very special guest, the AI of the actor who played Louis Pincon, Trey. He will be wowing us with his musical stylings on the harmonica. That's a twofer. But hold on for one more word from our sponsors.
The cargo that you're carrying will help feed generations of people. Drop your waste off at the nearest star. The speedy ferryman is a godsend to us all.
Welcome back to Ferryman Radio. We are drifting here between Mars and Jupiter on the greatest satellite ever built by Earth itself. With a little bit of fuel from Mars, we now bring you today's episode clip. Released in the 21st century, Ferryman Radio presents Customer Service. Enjoy.
The gyroscopic rings of light on my Shrek clock tell me it's 1:51. With a finger, I switch through some pre-downloaded programs.
I couldn't be more bored.
And there you go, a perfect coconut custard pie with whipped cream.
400 years ago today, Stendhal was born. His seminal work, either in mind or in hand, my sanity must be kept. So using the last pen in the universe, I now write.
I know the central server has a list of everything I've downloaded, but who cares? It's just documentaries and sitcoms.
Oi, welcome back to Mars Mountain Mining with Jack Andelori.
My present is divided into two. Consumers and producers. One group works, the other watches screens. Guess which one I am.
Last week, the team was on its way into the Chloe Cave of Ossia Mons.
A few years ago, a worldwide test program was initiated. Over 46 brand new television channels were unveiled.
Scott, Denny, do you see this?
They all featured vastly different subjects, ranging from outdoor hunting and fishing, to bowling and billiards, antique appraisals to high-end home furnishing.
This is one for the history logs.
These channels are on a 24/7 schedule.
I've never seen.
It's 1:59. I couldn't be happier. The place is a wreck. I haven't had a drink since 21:30, so it couldn't be me. I don't know, maybe I was robbed. I've lost 12 hours, my headaches, and my flat's been turned upside down. It's safe to assume that I've been robbed. Ah, don't forget your rubber gloves, Lou. I rub my temples for comfort. That's new. highway grid is operational, but the 20 million vehicles don't help much. That man over there is watching me. Let me see if I can lure him into the diner. I look over at the counter.
You want a tea? Agave? No cream?
As I nod, I realize that I come here way too often. We like clockwork. I should go see Tevif after this. Why is he examining my pupils?
Louis Pinquatre, 42, consumer.
It's Lou.
And you are?
A representative.
Why so overbearingly governmental?
You worry too much. You should relax more often.
As much time as I spend in my chair, you'd think it had been melded to my ass.
Look at that couple over there.
I do. The woman is way more attractive than her partner.
Smiling, happy, content. I could be you. Just let go.
And there it is. The phrase that no citizen would dare utter. Not since.
Aw. See? God, I know.
You fucked up.
I tried to stop the words before they flew past my teeth.
I move my right leg to leave the booth.
You're not really gonna run, are you?
What do you think? I put my right hand on his left. I quickly clench the device in my pocket. About 10,000 volts course through his body. The human defib at his finest. I can hear his heart explode. The sudden chest expansion gives it away. I lay his head down onto the table. I wave my left hand over the scanner and pay my tab as I leave the diner.
Take a 50% tip. I didn't even give you your tea yet.
Make it to a side street and lean against the wall. The rain needles on my scalp as I hear boots run towards the diner. Siren with their annoying low register boom calls everyone in a one block radius to stand still. Tightening orifices can do that to a citizen.
Come on, this is my favorite suit!
I pull a pill from my pocket, curse myself for not taking it in the diner, and painfully swallow it. My bowels dry up. It's safe to move now. I check to make sure that the authorities are focused on the diner before I make my move.
Third bursted heart this month. We need more clues.
This is an alien.
That is a chest burster, you snuffbox.
I had sex with your sister last night.
Your point.
She enjoyed it way more than I did.
Risky!
I head toward ZPT. The train should arrive in under 30 seconds. And of course, it does. I hate public transit. Why haven't we figured out human teleportation yet?
Next stop, Stern.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Tevif Fantomes is the closest friend I have. Quite the tech, if you ask me. Though by societal norms, a bit of a recluse. buyers and unbound screens litter his workspace. Steampunk pipes go in and out of the halls, both filling containers with fluorescent liquids as well as, somehow, showing glass panel displays. I really don't know how he gets anything done.
If I reverse the polarity of the neutron flow... Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
I need your help.
Ah, still seeing ghosts?
Not exactly.
I told you before, there's no such thing. What you're seeing is the vibrational movements of people from an adjacent dimension. Nothing to be scared of, unless you're vibrating.
He puts his fingers over my eyes. I can smell burnt rubber and copper.
My dear boy, are your eyes vibrating again?
No, I'm hearing voices. He pulls his digits away.
I see.
And then puts them on my temples.
You've forgotten already.
Did you ransack my apartment?
How could you accuse me?
I gave you a key when I sobered up a few years ago.
Everything I've done for you.
And yet you used it to run an experiment on me?
I gave you a temple phone, remember? You asked me to install two last week.
I touch both of my temples. I think he's telling the truth.
Illegally install, that is. Not a scratch left behind, and this is how you repay me? By hurling accusations?
I'm sorry, but I need you to retrieve my last 13.5 hours.
I lost your memory, have you?
Should I add psychic to your ever-growing list of eccentricities?
Sure, but that's not how I know. You should sit down.
No, I'm good. For a few seconds, the searing pain within my eardrums calls me to strangle Teddy. Then, as suddenly as the sound's arrival, it departs. I see Teviv pulling levers before I'm overwhelmed with inner sound.
A fossil this large before? Especially off-planet. Julia, get the central server online.
Why would Teviv be coming by at this time of night? You should have called first.
Conjunction with Gallipole, consumers in select countries can be paid a visit by a representative at precisely 2 a.m. following the infraction.
What's a.m.?
Any customer who fits the pattern and answers the questions with certain inflections are sent to the cavern, suitable to their criminal disposition, with an appropriate time allotted to the consumer.
Where am I, you long-winded son of a prick?
Any customer who fits the pattern, but answers the questions correctly, are given a drug-induced 168 hours of pure amnesia.
Commence interrogation!
Consumer, why did you download those specific channels?
I was bored. They looked interesting. End of story.
Consumer, didn't you notice a pattern in your own behavior?
Whatever you think I did, it wasn't me. I wasn't there.
Consumer, what's your favorite type of cookie?
Wait, what? I like raspberry.
Consumer, we know what you've been watching. You fit the profile of a society-tipping disruptor. What do you have to say for yourself?
Can I get a cigarette?
Excuse me?
I usually like to have a cigarette after getting
fucked. Only the third question was answered correctly. Administer Elysium 17!
Welcome back to Ferryman Radio. We are in the midst of firing the producer because for some reason it was not a 30-second clip, but apparently the entire episode. Please enjoy a word from our sponsor.
Stars are burning cauldrons of unyielding nuclear fusion. Your trash is a great place to leave it. Feed the stars, feed the universe. Mac Google, McDonald's, Google, and Apple. We serve everything, to everyone, everywhere.
Welcome back to Ferryman Radio. We have tragic news. The AI program that was going to be brought over, that was a representation of the actor who played Louis Pinquatre. We were getting a special hand-delivered package on a shuttlecraft that got bombarded by meteors. Although the AI is ever present, the hand that brought it is very not. Salvage crews were able to recover the device that the AI was located upon. But the producers felt that it was in poor taste to play the AI with such a grievous death of 32 crew members in its tow. As such, please listen to a police bulletin updating you on safety.
The Intergalactic Police Force wants you to know that if you join the informant program today, you can receive a 2.5% bonus in your annual credit allotment. Gallipol, not a strip club.
Welcome back to Ferryman Radio, Episode 8. This has been quite a doozy of a transmission. But as so long as I continue to get paid, I will bring you the greatest entertainment. Somebody just walked into the studio. How do you have access? No, wait a minute.
Starf.
Goodbye, space.
If you'll be there next time, so will I.